The FT.
Greeks voted emphatically this weekend against the austerity policies of the last few years, electing into government a left-wing party which has vowed to renegotiate terms with Greece's creditors. The winning party, Syriza, has agreed to form a government with a right-wing group, Independent Greeks, which will give it an overall majority in Parliament. I'm Fiona Simon, and on the line with me is our Europe editor, Tony Barber, to discuss what happens next. Hi, Tony. First of all, what's the atmosphere like today in Greece? Does it feel as though there's a momentous change about to take place?
The atmosphere in Athens, the capital where I am, is rather subdued. It feels much like any normal Monday afternoon. There was certainly an atmosphere of celebration last night in the headquarters of Syriza as the results came in, and quite a party mood there. But one has to keep in mind that it was only about 36% or so of the electorate that voted for them. There have been much bigger election victories in the past for Greek political parties. And so the atmosphere of jubilation, I think, was always likely to be confined to a rather small number of the Greek population. And in any case, for most people, the story for the last 5 or 6 years has been a story of falling living standards, possibly unemployment, pension cuts, wages cuts. And all that means that the sense of a new era dawning is rather subdued, as I say.
So how will the policies of the incoming government differ from those of the outgoing government?
Well, there are domestic policies to consider, and then there are policies towards Greece's creditors. The main difference, I think, is going to be in the attitude adopted towards the EU and IMF. The previous government was ready to bargain within the terms set by the EU and IMF, that's to say, accept financial aid of various sorts in return for delivering on promises of economic reform and budgetary discipline. And these are the commitments that the Syriza-led government wants to radically change, if not completely dispense with. However, I think they'll find that rather hard to do because, quite frankly, the public finances of Greece are in such a poor state that Greece will indeed need to turn to the creditors for some new forms of assistance if it wants to stay in the Eurozone.
Do you think that Syriza's emphatic victory means that a clash over debt relief is inevitable between Athens and its EU and IMF creditors?
The differences between the two sides are pretty substantial, and I think the fact that Syriza has chosen to go into a coalition with the Independent Greeks, which is a very vehemently anti-bailout party, raises the risk that the temperature at the first meetings between the Syriza government and the creditors is going to be pretty high, and it might prove difficult to get a constructive atmosphere going at the start. But I think there are also some signals that one of the first things each side may manage to agree on is at least to extend the deadline for the end of Greece's current bailout agreement, which is February the 28th. And if they manage to agree on that, at least, it would be a start because it would allow each side to pause and think about where possible compromises on a longer-term solution to Greece's debt problem might be available.
How strong a hand do you think Syriza will have in these negotiations?
They have a certain strength in the sense that they have emerged as the decisive winners in a free and fair democratic election. That gives them real legitimacy, and other EU governments won't want to question that legitimacy. There are already signs, for example, from Italy that they welcome the idea of sitting down as equals around one table. So there is that sense that they can't be pushed around too much because they do have democratic credibility. On the other hand, the bold truth is that Greece has almost no money in its state coffers, and it has bills to the tune of about 4.5 billion euros coming up to pay as debt repayments in March, and then even more coming up in July and August. And it simply hasn't got the cash to do that. And the situation is made even worse by the fact that in the run-up to the election, an awful large number of Greeks actually stopped paying taxes of various kinds. So there's even less money than there should be around to pay these debts. So in that sense, Syriza's room for manoeuvre is extremely limited.
What do you think is the risk that Greece will drop out of the eurozone?
It's perhaps gone up a little bit as a result of the coalition agreement reached today between Syriza and the right-wing independent Greeks. But I wouldn't put it even close to 50% at this stage. I think that the most important thing is that Syriza is, or at least its leader, Alexis Tsipras, and the people around him, his advisers, they are committed to keeping Greece in the eurozone. And that is also the position of the other 18 governments, including Germany. Nobody wants to reach the point where a country drops out, because once one country drops out, then you never know, next time there's a big financial crisis, if this precedent might encourage financial markets to think that a second or a third or a fourth country could drop out. So the precedent would be a very bad one to set. Everybody knows that. So the incentives to reach a deal are strong. That said, there's no doubt that the sort of concessions Syriza would have to make to satisfy the creditors' demands are very substantial and could possibly lead to a split inside the party that would destabilise Greek politics.
So given the pretty dire financials...
The FT.
Greeks voted emphatically this weekend against the austerity policies of the last few years, electing into government a left-wing party which has vowed to renegotiate terms with Greece's creditors. The winning party, Syriza, has agreed to form a government with a right-wing group, Independent Greeks, which will give it an overall majority in Parliament. I'm Fiona Simon, and on the line with me is our Europe editor, Tony Barber, to discuss what happens next. Hi, Tony. First of all, what's the atmosphere like today in Greece? Does it feel as though there's a momentous change about to take place?
The atmosphere in Athens, the capital where I am, is rather subdued. It feels much like any normal Monday afternoon. There was certainly an atmosphere of celebration last night in the headquarters of Syriza as the results came in, and quite a party mood there. But one has to keep in mind that it was only about 36% or so of the electorate that voted for them. There have been much bigger election victories in the past we've been talking about.
So certainly faces a daunting task.
It will be very daunting. And I think Syriza and Alexis Tsipras in particular is juggling, or will very soon be juggling, several different balls in the air. That's to say, his relationship with the EU-IMF on the one hand, his relationship with the far left of his party on the other, and his relationship with the Greek electorate. And he won't be able to satisfy all those three constituencies at the same time. Something will have to give. And it's at this stage not entirely clear which one it will be, but certainly the EU and the IMF probably hold the strongest hand.
Thank you very much.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.